Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller. And you know what? Back in like 2016, we talked to a guy on this program named Josh Payton, and he had this idea. He said, you know what? I'm going to start the Veteran Golfers Association. And at that time, I think a couple of courses, three or four members, something like that. This thing has exploded. I mean, 1,300 local tournaments across the country, 20,000 members. Josh Payton joins us here in the National Defense. Man, congratulations, Josh.
Well, thank you.
I mean, you guys have really, you've really done it here. I mean, all of a sudden, you know, I'm seeing press releases and you're at Pinehurst, you're at Pebble Beach. You've got all these members and all of these national sponsors. And I mean, you've been working your ass off, haven't you?
Well, it's not just me. I mean, we have a small army of volunteer leaders. I think we're up to 195 volunteer leaders. Wow. They are state directors, assistant state directors, regional directors, you know, from Hawaii to Alaska, from Wisconsin down to Texas, you know, from Maine down to Florida. I mean, it's, you know, it's been an incredible journey. And, you know, just this past year, we expanded overseas and we have chapters in Germany.
Oh,
and
wow. Bahrain
and Mexico and Australia. It's pretty crazy. So, you know, this concept of getting your brothers and sisters in arms together on the golf course and you know, and having some good-hearted fun and competition seems to be resonating with the veteran community.
So, Josh, just help me understand here. How does what you do at VGA, how does that differ from the program that VA offers in terms of teaching veterans how to play golf?
I think you're referring to the PGA Hope program.
Yes.
So that's the PGA of America, and it's one of their pillars, their veteran pillars, and so it's got kind of like T-ball, right? Like you gotta understand the basics of the game before you get to the big leagues, and so PGA Hope program, which stands for helping our patriots everywhere, is kind of like you're taking these PGA professionals, and veterans are coming to them and they're teaching them the fundamentals of the game of golf. And when they're graduating, now they've got a base skill set that they can utilize in the Veteran Golfers Association.
Yeah, that's when you get to go to the VGA. That's pretty exciting stuff. And Josh, you know, you talked about how, you know, the veterans love to camaraderie, obviously, associations, you form friendships. And I have always said, as a golfer, I could learn more about a guy in 18 holes than I could, you know, staying an entire week at his house. And because it's just that kind of a sport where, you know, you get out with your buddies, you discuss things that you might not discuss otherwise. And it's one of those things that everybody seems to recognize on the golf course, right?
Well, yeah, you learn a lot about a person's character out on the golf course. You know, we call it a gentleman's sport, but obviously there's a set of rules, and a lot of people understand those rules. You know, some people try to bend those rules. Other people just blatantly break the rules. And it kind of reflects on life, right, Randy? Like, you know, some people kind of walk the walk and talk the talk. And, you know, some people kind of go around in nefarious ways. And so I agree with you. You know, you can spend 4 or 5 hours with someone on a golf course and really get to know their character pretty well.
Yeah. There are guys that really walk the walk and talk the talk. And then there's guys where the ball just drops out of their pocket. We're talking to Josh Payton here, the CEO of Veteran Golfers Association, which is fantastic. And since you guys started, what year did you start?
So we founded the organization. Joe Cayley and I founded it in 2014. You know, he and I were members of the Wounded Warrior Ryder Cup team in 2013. And we went over to Royal Lytham St. Anne's in England, played against some combat wounded vets from the UK. And their handicap system was really off. We got our butts kicked pretty bad over there. on our plane ride back, I was a commander in 4th Brigade Combat Team in the 82nd Airborne Division at the time, and was coming up on retirement. And Joe Cayley and I were talking, and I said, Joe, there's got to be some better vets out there, some better golfing vets, so we don't lose to these Brits anymore. And it just started very innocently enough and selfishly enough for a group of our buddies to get out and play more golf together. And kind of like what you said, the idea has exploded, into a full-time job for me and into a big-time passion for over 20,000 veterans nationwide.
I mean, it's got to be a lot to wrap your head around. We're talking to Josh Payton, the CEO of Veteran Golfers Association here in the National Defense. I mean, 1,300 local tournaments across the country. Organization has got to be key here, Josh.
Well, it's kind of funny. We kind of spend all of our, I served 20 years in the military. I was an infantry officer and airborne ranger. And, you kind of spend all that time bucking the military system until you're like, oh, there's got to be a better way to do this. First sergeant, you don't know what you're talking about. Platoon sergeant, follow me. But at the end of the day, when you take a bureaucratic beast as big as the United States Army, and now the Veteran Golfers Association, you realize that you need to implement a military structure pretty quickly to control the beast. And that's what we've done. So, we've broken up the country into four regions, a north, south, central, and west regions. And so and I've installed regional directors. They're kind of like my battalion commanders. And underneath them, they've got between 12 and, 15 state directors that they're responsible for. And those state directors are responsible for 4 to 5 assistant directors. And, it's a chain of command. It's a loose chain of command because, at the end of the day, we're all co-workers and we're all, trying to accomplish the same goal and mission, which is, to enrich the lives of veterans and their families through the sportsmanship and camaraderie of golf. And so, I don't feel like I'm any more important than, the state director of California. We're all in this, rowing the boat in the same direction. But like you said, there needed to be structure in order to control the beast. And why not revert back to the military structure that we're so familiar with?
Absolutely. And that's why, whether it's franchises, starting a new business, or anything like that, veterans always make the best of the best situation because they know those systems. They know those structures. And Josh, what is your handicap right now?
So currently I am 11.
Okay.
It's a loose 11.
No, you can't have a loose 11. Nobody's going to put money on that.
Well, I would say it's a loose 11. It's probably on the lower end of 11 than on the high. Well, actually more on the high end of 11, the low end of 11. I honestly, it's kind of funny. There's an old saying, you get involved in the golf industry and you don't play golf. And that's 100% accurate. In my situation, I crisscross the country and try to create relationships that are going to foster and provide value to our VGA members. And and recently, about around 4 months ago, I just had a baby. Little boy Jackson Walker Payton has come into my life as well, and so I've been pretty busy, and golf has been on the back burner. So I would you know, I will say that it's a high 11, a loose high 11 right now, Randy.
We're talking to Josh Payton here on the National Defense, CEO of the Veteran Golfers Association. And let's, you kind of, it's easy to forget, especially with what you guys do, Josh, that yes, you are ensconced in the golf industry, so much so you guys are going to have a huge presence at the PGA show in Orlando, right?
We are. We're really excited. You know, it's kind of, you know, one of those pinch me moments where, you know, you spend the first 7 years of the organization kind of walking around. You've got big eyes going, wow, I can't even, you know, you've got 200,000 golf loving fanatics that are attending the PGA show every year, and you're handing out business cards and you're handing out flyers and wristbands. And you're going, man, I can't wait for the day that you can actually be here as a pro, you know, where you could, you know, you have your own booth at the PGA show. Yeah. And last year, you know, last year was our first year that we were blessed to be able to do that. And we, you know, really looking forward to go back there this year. And last year, I'd say, was the first year that was, you know, kind of post-COVID, fully post-COVID, where there weren't that many restrictions on, you know, activities that were going on in a large convention area like Orange County Convention Center in Orlando. But, you know, this year, really looking going back down there. And, you know, Randy, what we're using it for, kind of like the VFW uses their national conventions as kind of a leadership symposium. Right. That's what we use ours for the PGA show down in Orlando. We use that as a leadership symposium for all of our leaders. And we bring them down. I believe we have 65 or 70 VGA leaders from all across the country that are coming down, they're going to participate in the PGA show and take classes about being a VGA leader and how to make the organization better for all of our members.
Oh man. That's such a smart idea, Josh, to get everybody together like that and have them not only participate, but also learn what they should need to know with the VGA. Let's talk about some of these courses that you've allowed veterans to play on. I mean, some of these they could never get access to, right? I mean, Pinehurst. Did you play number two?
They've played number two several times. We hosted at Plainfield and Baltusrol in 2021, which was the 20th anniversary of 9/11. And I'd say what the cool part about that was both of those are private clubs, and Baltusrol is, you know, host site of a lot of major championships, but from Plainfield's hole number six, you can see the Freedom Tower in the distance. And so that was kind of cool. Oh, wow. You know, hosting that event there. We've been to Greenbrier, hosted many PGA tour events. We've been to Olympic Club and TPC Harding Park in San Francisco. We've hosted events at Whistling Straits, which was obviously the host site of the most recent Ryder Cup here on American soil. Right. But you know, I will tell you that that our state leaders do a great job of just building relationships in their community with the head pros, and they get some great discounts for all of our members nationwide on different golf courses. And that's another thing, Randy, like if you're a VGA member and you live in Oklahoma, well, you can go play in Texas. You can go play in Nebraska. You can fly out to Hawaii and play in an event at Kapalua. We've hosted events out at Kapalua before. And so, you know, at all of our different chapters nationwide and globally. So if you're like, let's say that you're a military contractor and you've got an event, and you've got to go out to Bahrain. Well, we've got a VGA chapter in Bahrain, so you can while you are going out there to conduct, you know, your contractor business in Bahrain, you can sign up for a VGA event and participate. Wow. So, you know, it's a big family concept, and you can play anywhere you want to, that there's a VGA event worldwide.
And Josh, I would assume that everything starts at VGAGolf.org, right? VGAGolf.org. Get all the information on the website.
Yes. And, you know, we were talking about our leaders earlier. I want to give you a wild guess on what we put, all of our leadership principles and all of our player principles are in something called an SOP, which stands for what, Randy?
in my mind, it would be standard operating procedure.
Well, there you go, because that's what we do in the military. We make an SOP for everything. So,
oh man, and I would think, Josh, those two golfer rules and ways to conduct yourself probably pretty similar.
They're very similar to our code of ethics that we'd have in the military. But, you know, really, we're all about going out there, having fun, bringing our family members out there with us. You know, it's a big family event. I really encourage you, if you're a veteran or the family member of a veteran that loves golf, to look us up on social media at VGA Golf. We're on Facebook and Instagram. Check out our website, vgagolf.org. And, you know, go ask somebody. Go on to our Facebook group page and ask somebody what their experience is. You know, we grow by about 2,000 or 3,000 members a year. We must be doing something right.
Man, you're doing it all right, Josh. And nobody would ever believe that it comes easy, because that's a lot of work and a lot of passion on your part. So thank you so much for everything you guys are doing. What a great idea initially, great concept. And it's just it's so great to see everybody embracing that, because it is just so tremendous.
Well, thank you so much for having me, Randy. Thank you for your service, and Happy New Year, brother.
Happy New Year, man. We'll be right back here on the National Defense.